who's being courteous. Where's the other one?
Welcome back, beautiful people of Community you Christian
did,
Church.
You did get into a bad habit over there.
There's 3 more.
I've been missing in action, but I'm back now.
And
welcome back.
And
he's a father now.
He left a punk, came back to dad.
Sarah!
Hi!
What's up, Sally?
She has decided.
You broke it. It was supposed to be once a month.
I told you I was coming.
She has decided.
What's
I was reading your shirt.
I have decided
to follow Jesus.
No turning back.
Oh, you're right.
No turning back. Though none go with me, still I
was.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Though none go with me,
Hi, Roger.
That's what he said.
Thank you.
Hi, sister.
Make sure you hold this over Mary because she didn't come.
Hi, Mary.
You're going to hold up that table.
Mary Jane's on here. Says, sorry, I'm not
comfortable
there.
Here.
We miss you, Mary Jane.
More fun up here.
Hi, Kathy.
Kathy.
No hiding in the back.
People sit and listen to them. So.
Did you listen to them?
I haven't had the time to.
She's hiding in the back.
Well, that's why you don't know the title. You gotta listen to it.
Of course I recorded it.
It's on YouTube.
I'm not sure who else is up there.
No, I'm Audacity.
Yeah, we can pull it from YouTube.
Somebody has Audacity.
So. I don't know.
But there's four other people
I was
on
told
there.
To do
hey,
well,
I just
YouTube.
You did a great job.
Yeah.
Now he's never
talking that.
I even bragged about
two
you being
the
up there going,
guys,
I can't be
there
in there to change this because I'm up here. And just,
Allie.
I love that part of it.
You should come closer.
That was and then you see Francis come up.
I even told him that. This is the best part. I said, guys, I can't change this.
Allie is online, too.
Yeah, Allie's online.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Mama.
What up, Allie?
She says
we miss
she
you, too.
She says we miss you guys.
Hope you're feeling better.
She's only saying that because
no,
of the drill.
No, never.
Thursday.
You guys are
most likely.
So, miss you,
girl.
Oh,
well,
I
get
to
yeah.
see the baby.
Yeah, I washed my hands before.
When she had the baby?
She had the baby.
When did she have the baby?
Oh,
on
do you want
Saturday.
To see a picture?
Sunday.
Oh, yeah. It was Sunday morning. That's right.
6:42.
That whole day was those 2 days were one day for me. I never went to see.
She's good. She goes, did you forward that? I'm like, oh, I will right now. Sorry. I didn't know. I thought somebody. So we'll make sure everybody gets a moment and that
yeah,
she gets on.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
She's gorgeous.
Yes. Perfect.
That she is
mm-hmm.
now.
Just remember that when she's in her terrible twos. How
right.
perfect she was when she was a baby.
And when she's 13.
And 16.
Yo, Cyrus didn't have terrible twos, so I'm terrified for his seniors.
Oh my goodness, you're gonna
yeah.
get it twice as bad.
Yeah. Just what I tell everyone, don't be in a hurry for anything.
Yes.
Don't be in a hurry for her to walk or talk or anything. Just savor every bit of it because it goes so fucking fast.
Yeah, then when they're growing up, tell them not to want to be adults early either. Just let them enjoy their childhood.
Oh, can we not talk about that? She's not even a day old.
No adult. She's 3 days old. So
3 days
she
old.
She know your husband.
Okay, you're already going too fast.
You already missed the first.
She's three and she's not even laughing, man, dude.
She
right.
smiles.
Okay,
he never did. Cyrus never had a baby laugh. He had this weird little, like, chuckle.
Choking.
Yeah.
Choking.
It was like,
I was like, what is that?
Yeah, just
we like, never got those cute little, like, laughs out of him ever.
Alright, so what I miss? You guys want to come in?
No.
Thank you.
I'll give it to mom.
What do we have? We have, on Saturday, we have a men's and women's Bible study. Right?
This Saturday?
This Saturday.
You're going to be here, Stephen?
Yes, sir.
Be there or be triangle.
Where's Orlando and Jackie?
I don't know. Maybe they're...
was gonna say, where's Orlando and Jackie?
He could hear us. I could hear Jacob's got volume. And Sunday, Saturday night, set your clocks forward.
Oh, that's right.
Spring forward 1 hour.
Because this is the first time I've ever done like with the backing.
I'll forget to do it.
I wish we set it forward and leave it
on there.
Love it.
You guys,
it was
you, can you help me finish that room before I go back to work? Can you help me finish that room before I go back to work?
We're all going
to
help you.
Okay, cool.
Him, me, I already set it up.
Because I need to get
okay, you need this for me?
Him,
Eric.
Oh, Eric's on too?
Yeah.
She's going to come and clean that lady over there in the back.
I clean.
Adrian, how's it going to be?
That's good.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They hit me up already.
I'll let you guys see the baby.
They have time of mind.
You work for the baby pictures and stuff.
Here's what she looks like. Stay out of the room. Get back to work.
Yeah, yeah, right?
They have time off.
Just look in her room. Don't look at her.
When does your time off start?
After this weekend.
After this weekend.
Go.
Okay.
Jerry did an awesome job.
Oh, the blanket.
The blanket.
Oh.
Yes, I love it.
Actually, that was probably the best gift because it was personal. And
it was
everybody
filled with love.
Those are the
you
best
know.
Ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When she was showing me all the things, that was my favorite. That was the one that stood out. Where I was like, oh, I love
that.
That
was done. That was done in love.
Yeah.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
Diapers for days now, too.
Diapers for days.
No, trust
they
me.
Won't last
trust
that long.
Me, they didn't know. You could see them from wall to wall and
no,
do
I
not
saw,
get
I
crazy because they don't last that long.
Right.
All right, well, let's
six
get
months and just and just also there's two fundraisers. Sarah has a fundraiser. Two different ways. There's a QR code. You can hit her up or on the screen back there. She also has
something
tickets for a raffle for a giant Easter basket. And I have the tickets, so
that was announced on $5. Sunday.
That's right. And then Angie has a fundraiser for her kids for baseball.
Baseball. I thought it was soccer. Baseball.
And
no,
so
soccer's
hit,
up too.
Hit Angie up.
I'm down with Girl Scout.
Or just hit
I'm
Angie.
With the soccer
oh, I mean hit her up.
And then if you guys want to, if you guys feel like it, since Allie and I are freshly parents, if you guys feel like bringing us dinner or lunch, you guys can always do that. So.
Are we allowed to Uber it?
Sure, if you guys want to.
Is that too impersonal?
Do you guys have
that's
a mutual meal?
We like hamburgers, we like pasta, and burritos.
There was something that, there was something where you can...
Bakers?
Yeah.
So you want to do it?
I had Allie put it in the fridge.
For the hamburgers,
yeah,
the burritos.
Yeah, because you want to do it when somebody else isn't already good.
Right, so like you
what
can like pick
pasta?
A day.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could...
Through
that thing,
meal train, it's like a meal train.
Okay.
And then you just pick a day and you guys can come up and bring us something. So.
Cool.
That's because he's going to starve if we don't feed him.
I'll just eat mac and cheese.
That's exactly
so.
What I said, oh, poor Jacob. When I saw him, I called poor Jacob.
Hey, when I saw him, he had
top,
eaten for like
top
36
ramen
hours.
Is not sustenance.
Yeah, I love that stuff too. I will do that.
It does not give you
that's
any good
because
you
need. Because I'm fasting and that's right about this breaking point. It's about 36, 38 hours.
Yeah, you should fast.
So,
there we go.
Amen.
So you were double blessed.
You can always come to my house and eat.
Yeah, I will bug them. Tony bugged him while we were gone, so.
Good.
Not really. She was actually good. She went to the store with me the other night.
Yeah, she was telling me.
She filled your cart full of candy bars.
She bought cookies.
And Starbucks.
She bought what
all
he
the
just
stuff
said.
We don't, all the stuff we don't let her eat because she overdoes it.
She got.
Yeah, because you guys were out of the house?
Yeah.
Oh,
and Cody
and it was because he didn't know, or Cody didn't know.
Cody didn't even make her pay for it. She said, no, I'll get it for you, honey. I wanted to kick her under the cart. Wham! What are you talking about?
$200
you know,
worth of sweets.
And she got top ramen, too. That's or that little, that, what
yeah.
are they called?
The ramen.
Yeah, ramen noodles. I told her there's no vitamins in that stuff.
He's like, I don't care.
There's sodium.
Most of them,
yeah. Yeah. All right, we're going to get started.
You guys want to pray in?
Yes.
All right.
No start, no start.
Father, we just thank you, Father, for this day, for this time together, Lord, for your word, Lord. And just as we read your word, Lord, just feed us with it, Lord. reveal it to us, Lord. Show us your word, Lord, and write it in our hearts. And Lord, help us to put it into action, Lord. Whatever you lay on our hearts, whatever you convict us of, Lord, just help us to grow in you, Lord, through it. We just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Orlando texted me. He's like, "Hey, we heard that there's an APB out for us."
Oh.
He said they aren't making it today because Memo and Francis are coming by for dinner.
Oh, that's cool. Awesome.
So
okay,
that worked out. That's good. All right. Someone else has to lead us in. I wasn't here because I don't know where we're at.
We're on 1 Corinthians 13.
We're
on
13.
12.
We're
on 13. 12.
11,
12.
You want to tell me what it says?
We, but we got to start.
These three remain. Faith, hope, love. The greatest of these, be in love. And somebody else can take it on after that.
And what? Where? Why do we read that? Why do we go there?
That's what she was getting at. Somebody else.
Oh.
Jerry?
To keep that in mind when we're reading the scriptures, faith, hope, and love. You've got to see that in it.
That's what I want to see in the scriptures.
Yeah.
The love from Christ.
You don't want to see destruction, death, and
anger.
Right.
Anger.
Right?
Yeah.
But it sounds like so much fun.
So I did want to I have something to open with. And going back on the triumphal entry, I had talked about how this was prophesied in Daniel. And the 70 weeks of Daniel, and how they've calculated the whole date. Well, I got a paragraph here, and this guy he talks about it. Says, yes.
Did you bring us all a copy?
No, I'm reading this,
you can take notes from it if you want.
Okay, a most compelling biblical prophecy is found in Daniel chapter 9, verse 25, written 500 years before the birth of Christ. The oldest preserved copy is dating 200 years before Christ. So it foretells the very day Jesus would enter Jerusalem, the day. The prophecy states 69 weeks of years, which is 69 times 7, comes out to 483 years, would pass from the decree to rebuild Jerusalem until the coming Messiah. This is according to Babylonian 360-day calendar, not ours. So we have 365 days. Since Daniel was written in Babylon during Jewish captivity after the fall of Jerusalem, thus 483 years times 360 days equals 173,880 days. According to the records found by Sir Henry Creswick Rawlinson in Shushan Palace and confirmed in Nehemiah 2:11, this decree was made on March 14, 445 BC by Artaxerxes Lamennais. Exactly 173,880 days later, on April 6, 32 AD, Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem upon a colt, fulfilling the prophecy in Zechariah 9:9. The world celebrates this day as Palm Sunday. Anyway, that's what I was alluding to.
Yeah, well, we
Thursday.
Got it. Everybody was just confused.
Right. Well, I was confused because I read something else, and I said Luke 18, and it was 17.
Isn't that funny?
But anyway, that day wasn't random. It was prophesied 500 years.
Well, just make sure we all get copies of that, okay? There's a copy machine right there in the lobby.
Right. Anyway, I just wanted to share that because that was pretty powerful to me when I first read. Roger said they also used to have 13-month calendars.
Hey, Roger.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They followed the cycle.
Right.
That's
so pretty crazy. And so a lot goes into calculating that day because we use a whole different calendar with leap years and all that. And, you know, and it's been through a few different revisions, too. So, and the Babylonian calendar was different from the Jewish calendar. So, it's like, but anyway, it's all moon cycles is the best way. But yeah, April 6th,
and you caught Jacob up on all this too, this confusion he missed.
Right, so that's where That's where we ended up on the day he rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, and we touched on it too. It was the day the lamb, the Passover lamb, was chosen, and that was the day he rode into the town on a donkey.
Oh, what's it called in Zechariah 9:9? I explained it too. It's another talking about the coming in on a donkey. We actually learned that a song called Zechariah 9:9.
Be here Easter Sunday?
Yeah, Easter Sunday, probably the Sunday before too, you can hear.
Maybe.
It's literally talking about...
Yeah. Now, is this that 7 o'clock service or 6 a.m. or something? Then?
Not that I was thinking.
Probably at the 9.
Probably the 9.
Probably going to play at the 9.
That's a little bad, because now they were throwing out some times. I don't think they throw on my clock.
Because this, oh, that's something we should have put in the announcements, too. This, again, we got to mention as much as we can. Easter Sunday.
Bring someone.
It's 6 a.m. sunrise, and regular service is at 9, not 10:30. And so, and there's
so
breakfast in between.
There is going to be early ones around. Okay. And that was at 6, he said?
Yeah.
That's like the
and 6,
service.
I don't think it'll be online, will it?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Not unless you guys want it to be.
We have to
is
do a live
figuring.
We set it outside,
okay.
So.
So then, probably not.
So the 9 o'clock will
be. It's going to take a lot to do that, but.
9 o'clock will be online.
Everybody's going to be awake. Unless they're here.
He will. He'll probably have a red bull.
Be here, or be rectangle.
Hey, is that where those smiles come from? The bull?
That's how I...
Okay, so now we're in Mark 11:12. Jesus clears the temple.
Ooh, this one's really good.
Okay, I'll read it.
Alright.
The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. And then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a den of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because while the crowd was amazed at the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. That's where mine ends.
No.
But you know what? Let's take the next one too, because
ours ends at 25. His ends at 25.
Mine ends at 19. But I'll read the next section anyway, because it goes with the first part. 20. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God. Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I will tell you the truth. Anyone who says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins."
Amen.
Did you raise your hand a minute ago?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to be rude, but I needed the chapter.
Oh, we're 11,
so
Mark 11.
You are lonely down there, see? You need to be around
Mark
here, 11. Girl. Come on.
You should be here. Oh.
Mark 11 what?
12.
We started at 12.
Yeah, somebody's playing favorites with our boy back there, too.
Mm-hmm. And is it 26?
26.
Yeah.
That's what they think it says there. Hey, does anyone have verse 26 on them?
that
but if you do not
25.
Forgive, neither
oh, yeah. 26.
Will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses.
Okay.
Oh, you have it?
Yeah,
wait,
it's on the footnote, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not on my footnote. One just says it's been inserted by a copyist from early manuscripts.
Oh, it's
oh,
not
yeah,
in your footnote?
Okay.
Yeah.
My footnote says, but yeah, same thing. But if you do not forgive,
neither will your father.
It told me to go to
615
in
heaven forgive
Matthew. Yeah.
Which says that exactly.
Yeah, it says the same thing.
Which is true. I mean, if you're holding something against someone, you really think God's going to not hold something against you? Because that's the whole thing, God. The Bible says it over and over and over. If, before you take your gift to the altar, if you have something against someone, go make it right, and then bring your gift to the altar. Because, you know, God forgave you everything, you know, and then who are we to hold something back? Even that parable of the guy, the guy that forgave the guy his debts and tremendous amount of debt, forgave him of it, and then the guy goes out and he's almost strangling his brother for $20. Give it to me now. And then the servant saw this and went and reported it. He says, I forgave you so much, and you can't forgive this guy? You can't pass it on?
Is that where the stitches?
And then threw it in jail.
Snitches get stitches came from?
I hope not.
I'm kidding.
Right. But no, Christ is our example, and we need to forgive. And the easiest way to learn how to forgive is to remember the forgiveness we received. You know,
Think of the sins you can't let go,
and how many
times you ask the Lord, and then the Lord will work in you to help forgive others for the things that you do and the things that they do. It's crazy.
That's what really will soften your heart towards others.
Because you're like, I can get over this stupid sin, and the next thing you know, you're forgiving everybody else because you keep asking for forgiveness all the time.
And I'm mad at this guy because he cut me off, and look what I've done to Jesus.
Yeah.
He forgave me.
So I got a question for everyone but Matt, Jacob, and Dad, because they already know the answer. I know.
Don't look at me.
It's for you guys. All of you.
Is Brown
in the back?
Wait, is Brown
one over there?
Okay.
You can.
Why did Jesus curse the tree?
Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you right now.
I like this question. I wish I was part of it.
I know you know the answer, though. That's the thing. It's a thinking question.
Yeah, it is kind of hard to break that
Trust
down.
Me,
just
when I had.
No, are we going to turn this?
Just
to
tell us. Just tell us what you guys think.
Yeah,
we would actually really like to know. We're,
I think
that's
because he was hungry and didn't have any fibs on it.
I think it's like even the followers. How the followers are. If how do I want to word this? No, you know where I'm going with this.
Like a teaching lesson.
Yeah. Okay. Like there was no fruit, so nobody's going to get. That's like somebody that's not reading the Bible, doesn't have the faith and the love to give back God's words, then don't ask them anymore.
Even though
it's
out of season.
Out of the.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's no season when it comes to Christ.
You're spot on.
Boom. That's what I loved it.
So I did right?
Yeah, you got
okay,
it right.
I can go on back to bed. Really See, I'm at my best when I have a fever. That's true.
No, I asked that because a lot of people, when they get there, they do get stumped. And they're like, what does this mean? And so I wanted to see, like, how many of
and
you would get stumped
like,
on that. But,
no, that's good. I like,
thanks
I like
for
that you guys work together.
Because I wanted my thought
that's
out.
The point. Because
I sit at home with these great things about 13:13. It's like, since again, I'm like, oh, I forgot how that was going to come out perfect.
We're called to bear fruit, period.
In season and out of season. It tells us to be ready.
And it's around everyone. The whole world needs to see our fruit. Not just other believers, or not just people that are going to church, or... You know, we need to bear fruit with
everybody.
Shine the seed. with everybody so that people can see. Because the world's not going to know who Christ is unless we show them.
Well, I knew that, though.
But yeah, that's it, bearing fruit. And there's a lot of the Bible talks about a lot of this. Like Jesus even says it in one of the letters to the churches. He goes, I wish that you were hot or cold,
mm-hmm.
but since you're lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. You know, that's a person that says, oh, I know Jesus, but nothing in their life says it. Nothing in their life is displaying him, and there's no fruit in their life. You know, again, we can't judge who is and who isn't. That's not us. That's God. But he said, I wish that you were hot or cold, but since you're lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. You know, it's pretty harsh.
Mm-hmm.
But,
you guys ever worried about you guys being lukewarm at all?
Me.
Yeah, you guys ever like go to the scripture and really dive into that lukewarmness and see what that's all about?
I try. Yeah. I mean, I do read it. Yeah.
You guys want to go there?
Yeah, let's go there.
Okay, well, where are we going?
I'm going to find it.
I'm going to find the
scripture?
Yeah.
That's in Revelation.
Oh, that's
you meant like the...
There's
I
another,
thought they were not
oh,
going to go
another
with the
one
scary
in here, too.
One. Never Laura.
It's a scary part.
Laura says we don't need to go into
it,
that one yet. That was funny that night. I'm cracked me up.
That's not that scary when you actually dive in.
He talks about narrow is the way.
Yeah. There's a bunch of scriptures
that
you...
That's the one I was looking for.
Yeah, it's Luke 8.
There we go.
Are we going to Revelation or Luke?
Revelation is the one that spits you out. Lukewarm, due to be hot or cold.
And there's
good.
Also one right here, Matthew 7.
Just give
yeah, it's the same
them.
Thing as Luke 8 or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and he goes better, not
yeah,
everyone
Matthew,
that says the
Lord. Matthew 7, that's the one.
Yeah, but like I like the Luke one better.
Oh, and the tree in it.
It's
Matthew 7.
It's not Luke
8,
but it's
like probably
there.
Like 7 or 9 or whatever. It's right there.
Matthew 7, Luke.
I'll tell you right now. Bear with me.
Just for your notes, Matthew 7, starting at 13.
Watch over.
Thank you.
The narrow door.
Yeah, I think that is it.
Luke 13:22.
Oh, it's in the narrow
yep.
door one?
Yeah,
that is it.
13:22, okay. So which one are we going to start with?
Whichever one you want.
Oh, yeah.
Should we start with Luke
1? I just read this to you.
I like this one better because it's more dimension.
Right.
So we're just going to go straight to
the effort you put into.
Oh, no.
Right.
We're going to start in Matthew.
He also hears.
Sorry.
The fruit.
I got what you were saying. I was
Matthew
going
to go
to
Matthew 7.
We can
7:13.
Let's start in Matthew 7 real quick.
All right. Matthew 7.
And then we're going to read.
Okay.
We're going
we'll
to
follow up with yours.
Yeah. The reason why is because when you read the two different versions, you get a more of a
just
understanding to it.
Just two verses of Matthew?
That's
oh.
why.
Oh.
That's why I'm starting there.
Oh.
Because you get bigger depth than the other one.
I wanted to go all the way down to 23.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Matthew?
Lord, Lord?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, Lord?
So
good. Right.
Matthew or Luke?
Matthew 7:13.
7:13.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll wait for you.
Okay. I'll
read
Luke.
Super
fast. Wait.
Okay.
I'm gonna read straight through this and not stop.
Okay, you're gonna go 13 to what? 20 to what?
23.
Because I know
that was when I heard about that verse and I went to go look it up myself, I was like, okay. Take a break real quick.
Everyone does, but when you dig into the depth of what it actually means,
yeah, no.
Like you
that's
go
all
back
it's, that's
into
all about
like,
fruit bearing and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
what it means to produce fruit.
You have produced this fruit.
Having the relationship.
You go, oh, that's what it is? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I know this is the walk I'm supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of thing.
And something else to remember about this, if you start worrying about this, know that's the Holy Spirit putting that in your heart, and that's the evidence of the Holy Spirit living in you. Mm-hmm. So don't be shaken by it. Use it to spur you to do better, because that's all God wants. He doesn't want us to be. He doesn't want to beat us down and step on us. Look, you're doing no good. You know, no. He wants to lift us up, and he wants to help us to do better. Mm-hmm. And if you sweep it under the rug, do you do better? No. So he reveals it to us, and that's evidence of the Holy Spirit in your life.
You know.
So
Okay.
Fast.
Okay.
7:13. Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. Watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from a thorn bush? Or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by your fruit you will recognize them. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles. And then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.
What do you guys get from that?
Pretty deep.
I'm not answering all of them tonight, guys.
So what I'll say is, when he's talking about that day, right? He's talking about, like, what would it be like, end times, your day?
It's like a day of judgment.
Kind of thing. Type thing, and then it's like obvious showing like the switch in demeanor with the people, you know, because we've all had a lifetime to get that relationship with him, and the people you were saying who don't bear the fruits or anything like that are the ones that are like, wait, I thought I was doing right, you know? And it shows like the sternness, because it's, you've had forever to come into a relationship with Jesus, you know?
You know,
I feel like it's like rejection to just
absolutely.
You rejected me and now I'm rejecting you. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a You had the chance, you know, to know me and know the word.
Right.
And you chose not to.
So, so I have a question. Since we're talking about this, what is the will of the Father? Because it says it directly there. That's the reason why they don't enter heaven. So what's the will of the Father?
To live a Christ-like life.
Mm-hmm.
If you read those two verses or three verses, that's the will, right? Mm-hmm. To love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two greatest commandments, is what he says, because it sums up the commandments.
Yeah, it's also in Deuteronomy.
I live in a
Deuteronomy.
Neighbors.
But, well, everyone has neighbors. I'm your neighbor.
Thank you.
But the other thing is, if you read further back in Corinthians, I say back because
where does that say it? You say it says it where?
Oh, those two right up there.
You said
right
what
here.
Is the will of the Father?
It says what are the two greatest commandments is that one. And then I quoted those two greatest commandments. But or at least Jesus' answer.
It also says in John is to believe in the one who was sent.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And to believe is to live in mm-hmm. such a way that you like if you're thirsty, you go to a water fountain, right? Even though you don't know where that water comes from, but when you get thirsty, you go, oh, you know, I need to get a drink. So you go to that water, you live in accordance that I'm going to go to that water fountain, press the knob and get water out of it. It's the same way as if you believe in Christ, you're going to live your life in such a way.
Then this would be the fountain.
Right. The
and
living
so,
water. The bread.
The bread. No milk here.
So that's why you read on, and he says, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Mm-hmm. But it's like going back to 1 Corinthians 13.
The love aspect, right?
Exactly. In it, he says, You can sit there and have tongues and do all these great things, but if you do not love, it is nothing.
Mm-hmm. You're just
it is all
meaningless.
It is all sounding gong or a clanging cymbal. And so that's the whole point, is it's not just about doing all these amazing things and being a magician and doing crazy stuff. It's about
or being a nice
loving
guy.
People.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I actually shouldn't have stopped right there, because I'm going to finish out the chapter here.
He just broke your idea.
Wise and foolish builders. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine, see, he's following this up because he doesn't want to leave them hanging or leave them hopeless, right? Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, but it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Christ is the rock. But if anyone hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice, he is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain came and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because
he
taught as one had authority and not as the teachers of the law.
Yeah, that last paragraph too is the full context of the entire Sermon on the Mount.
Mm-hmm.
So when he's talking about teachings, it's everything he went over, right? And he was talking about like how we should be in such a way that we're producing fruit,
right?
All the things that he goes over are just fruits of the Spirit if you put them into the right practice, right? Like
the meek, the pure in heart,
exactly,
the judging others, the whole, yeah.
Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And I think it's in Ephesians, right, where it actually goes over the fruits of the Spirit. Is that Ephesians?
Galatians.
Mm-hmm. And you can read about the fruits of the Spirit. You can go all the way back to like the beginning of Matthew 2, and the Pharisees come up to John the Baptist,
mm-hmm,
right? And they're curious about I think we read it actually not long ago.
Mary said what? what?
She can't hear you that well because it's
You said Galatians talks about the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah, it actually goes over the
fruit.
Can you hear
find
me,
that right
MJ?
Now. I knew someone was going to ask. That's
okay.
How I was looking.
So, like, when you go back to where the start is, like, I like to start at the start and progress. If you go to chapter 3 of Matthew, verse 7.
The B attitudes. How to be attitudes.
Yeah.
Start at 5.
I remember I didn't understand that one for the longest time, and
right,
then I was watching
Matthew 3:7.
The Chosen.
Yeah,
and I was like, oh my goodness.
Thank you.
I
like
to understand that. And so then
that
it just all clicked. It was crazy. It wasn't the show that, you know, I just read it over and spent time with the Lord, and it was just one of those puzzles that finally fit together. And
yeah,
all of this came crashing. It was crazy. It was one of those crazy moments. But okay, so we're at 7?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone there? It says, but when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance." Right? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, right? And do not think you can say to yourselves, "We have Abraham as our father," right? Because they think it's their bloodline. "I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham." What do you guys think of that verse? That verse is so long. Who are the stones?
You know what I think of?
Who are
the
stones?
Pharisees.
You know what I think of also is
And they
Ezekiel.
Were sad, you see.
Huh?
Ezekiel.
Okay, go for it.
In Ezekiel 32, he talks about the valley of dry bones.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's 32. Don't quote me on that one. I keep telling someone, and I need to go back and reread that part. But in Ezekiel, let me just say that. In the chapter in Ezekiel, he talks about a valley of dry bones. I preached on it once, but in it, these dry bones that were so dry, it's practically like stones.
Right.
That there's no marrow, it's completely bone, as you the saying, bone dry. And he says to Ezekiel, preach to these bones and give them life, and then breathe the life, or preach to the air to tell it to enter the bodies and give it life. And
Ezekiel
so he,
37.
I'm somewhat close. I was in the right area. We'll say that. But he tells them this, and the next thing you know is he witnesses the bones rattle, and then he sees them come together, and skin starts going and sinews. He watches as the creation of a body comes together. And then God tells him again, prophesy to the air and tell it to enter these bodies. And they did, and he saw a mighty army before the Lord.
So those stones are the Gentiles, or the people that are outside of that law, right? Because he's talking to the Pharisees who are the teachers of the law, and they think in such a way that they're saved by their bloodline and not by the faith that Abraham had, right? Because that's where it all started, if you read Romans. And so he's telling the Pharisees that these stones, these people who are rigid in their ways, God will raise up children of Abraham, and that's what he does.
That's how I was taken as a stone, is the hardened thinking of these.
Right,
of,
yeah.
That's
that
how
too.
I was taken as the hardened thinking that, you know, you're
yeah.
stuck on that. It's wrong.
Yeah, it's everybody. It's not. It's
the pride, the unwavering, the
yeah.
all that stuff.
Yeah, anyone who's like rigid in their thought.
Ezekiel also talks about remove from me this heart of stone and give me a heart of flesh.
Yeah. Is that in the 37?
No, it's somewhere before it. Sorry, I've read through Ezekiel.
So that's where
I
it starts,
can't
right?
Remember all the.
Producing fruit is keeping with repentance. So if we're in constant repentance, then we will produce what Jordan's going to bring us next, right? Mm-hmm. We will produce fruits of the Spirit because we're in that constant walk where God's showing us what we're doing wrong and we want to fix it. Instead of overnight, like some things overnight we'll just fix. Other times it's going to be, we're going to be in that constant walk of repentance. Lord, forgive me for that again. I did it again.
It's going to be a struggle.
It is a struggle, right?
36:20.
It's that part that we have to rejoice in our sufferings, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy cool.
Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm. You know, so when we go back to these lukewarm scriptures, you can easily, when you dive deeper into what is good and what is bad, as you're living the life of a Christian, you're not going to be, Lord, Lord. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be like, oh, well, as long as I'm doing this, this, and this, then I'm in the favor of the Lord. The Lord loves me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Galatians tells me both sides of the fruit.
Right. It's crazy. It's so awesome.
It's so, like, it hits you hard. The reason why I laugh is because it's so convicting. When you read it, you're like...
Which one?
Galatians.
Yeah. We're going to go there after he finishes.
Oh, yeah.
Because
so,
I've been waiting on that one.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Galatians
1. I got as far as that because I was like, what are you going to share? So.
Oh, okay. So in Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 on through 26.
Galatians 5.
16:26. For sure.
I'm
right off.
Hey. You were tapping me.
It was only a tiny one. It was a staple.
No, yeah. No.
16? 5:16?
Yes, 5:16.
Thank you.
16. Yes,
sir? Mm-hmm.
Dang, you want to start at 16? Are you sure you don't want to start at 13?
So I say, yeah.
You sure you don't want to say this? What?
I read down, but
I'm going to start carrying white out.
13.
Or
we can start at 16. This
or 3 now, anyway.
13?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. Give it a big, dark 3 over this 6.
5:13?
Yeah, 5:13. It's like three verses up. It says,
You, my brothers, were called to be free.
Called to be what?
Free.
Free. What does that mean, right?
You know, you're right. I need to read it like 5 times. Called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. You see that?
You see that freedom where he says, do not use that freedom to indulge? That's that Lord part.
Mm-hmm.
That really is what that Lord part
really
freedom
is.
Freedom to do wrong.
Yeah. And the next part tells you the part right after. It's follow the Lord's will. Serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22.
Jesus came to what? Fulfill the law, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did he fulfill that law?
By living it. By loving people.
Right, loving everyone, right? So bomb, dude. This is so good.
It is awesome. If you keep on fighting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. Sorry, but that goes back to Ephesians that we just read. When he called them a brood of vipers.
Mm-hmm. That's Matthew.
Matthew. My bad.
I know.
I'm like, see how we get. Ooh. It's all right, guys.
When you go back and read that, a brood of vipers is actually like a freshly batch of vipers, and they'll actually do that. They'll bite at each other,
Yeah, because he said Pharisees and Sadducees,
mm-hmm.
and they were divided in their teachings. They didn't, one believed a certain way, and another believed a different way.
Okay.
Huh?
No, he's just quiet.
Say that again, though. About the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
So they both taught. I think one.
They went against each other all the time.
Okay.
They both believed.
I think one believed in the Torah only,
mm-hmm.
and then I believe the other believed in the rest of the prophets.
Okay. So
I'm not
the
sure.
Entirety
don't
of the
quote
Old
me on
Testament.
That, but they did have different teachings, and they would battle on those teachings.
Mm-hmm.
There were actually, if you read in first century writings. That there was two guys that were like, they were almost like political
governors, definitely.
They weren't governors, but they were just teachers of some sort that held like a political power,
mm-hmm.
and they would battle on each other on how they thought the scripture was put out, and some people would follow that person, and some people would follow that person, and they came against each other like broods of vipers.
Okay.
And that's why John said that against them, because he called them a brood of vipers.
Yeah, like even
and they got offended at it too, because they knew what he was meaning.
I always remember the Sadducees; they were sad because they didn't believe there was a resurrection.
They were sad, you see.
They were sad, you see, because they didn't believe there was a resurrection.
Yeah, like even in the Chosen, one of those political guys is mentioned, and they actually go to him to try and go after Christ because he had some type of political power to uproar, and all they were trying to do is get that guy to uproar and take a stance so the other guy would uproar,
mm-hmm.
take a stance, and then it was both guys were talking about this one guy so they can go after this one guy to get him politically charged of some sort in blasphemy,
mm-hmm.
right? That's
pull
what
people to their side.
Yeah, exactly, and
same thing we do today.
Which they were acting as broods of vipers.
Yeah.
See, it's
mm-hmm.
crazy.
So even to get what they wanted, which was
to
crucify Jesus.
Right. It's like they forget who God is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know the word, but yet you don't live the word.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You just want your own power. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot what we see today, too.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say that, but then I realized we're online. We've got to.
Well, we still love our brothers. We don't. That's just what happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's human nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, going back, 15 again.
Okay.
It says, if you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other.
Amen.
And then he says,
I say I like that one.
It's very true.
We're giving that an amen.
Amen.
And he says, so I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the sinful nature. Sorry, gratify the desires of the sinful nature. I knew I missed something. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit is contrary to the sinful nature. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. Romans.
All right.
But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious.
Dang, look at that word, obvious. Right? So you guys get confused on whether you're that Lord, Lord guy? Just read it. It says right there, it's obvious. If you're doing these things purposely, you know, and you're not in that constant walk of repentance, well then, change it, you know? Do the right thing.
Do that Lord, Lord, and hope for the best, huh?
Yeah, and then you won't be that Lord, Lord. It's obvious.
What did you read in John about John the Baptist?
Matthew? The simple nature.
In Matthew?
In John, you read about John told the brood of vipers, what are you doing here?
No, that was in Matthew.
Warned you of the coming age.
That was in Matthew.
That was the beginning of Matthew, but yeah.
What did he tell him?
Is to keep in, keep.
Oh, Galatians.
To bear the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah, it was exactly that.
Produce fruit.
Yeah, produce fruit and keeping
us
alive.
That's why we went here.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the most important scriptures in the New Testament to me.
Me too, bro.
People don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Love
the
brother.
Keeping into in repentance.
Keep producing fruit by keeping in repentance.
Mm-hmm.
You can't produce fruit from thistles.
That's mm-hmm. definitely a booty call. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't. The world is thistles.
Mm-hmm.
It's not from God.
Mm-hmm.
You get it?
Yeah, and these scriptures are for us to work on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these aren't things to point out that what other people are doing. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. Even there's people that go to Jesus and say, "What about these people?" And he says, "Don't worry about those people. You know, work on yourself, bro. You know, like
here's a mirror.
Ancient dialect is so great, right?
Exactly.
Work on yourself, bro.
Nobody's ever mad at
you.
Yeah, right, brother. I tell you."
I love it.
King James over here.
I like how mine says...
Go for it. Send it.
15. But if you're always biting and devouring one another, watch out. Beware of destroying one another.
Amen.
I think
right?
That's
house divided,
like
King's
a
stand.
Reminder... Too, like for me personally, like if somebody pisses you off, to stay in the fruit, because you can... When it says destroy one another, like, how can I explain it? An argument. You know you're in the right. This person's in the wrong, you know? Instead of trying to prove that you're right, it can lead to you sinning, you know? So to humble yourself and just remember the fruits of the Spirit, you know?
Right, amen.
Because then you're not even going to realize that you were in a trap, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you failed. So it's just, for me, it's a reminder, like, beware. You don't participate, you know, don't indulge in that.
Exactly.
It's pointless because you're not going to win, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you want to win the race. So just look the other way, I guess.
Right?
Yeah. And so let's keep going because it gets better. So.
Unless I'm obvious, right? But
yeah.
Remember,
well,
these are obvious
I'm going
things.
To read 19
obvious,
from
yeah,
the beginning.
We're on the obvious, yeah.
So, it says, the acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Right? Let's let that sink in for a second, because let's be honest. At least one of those, all of us do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand the full meaning and concept of the kingdom of God there?
It's us.
It's not... You're acting like that. It's not in here.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's exactly
place,
what it is.
It's not a place we're going to go one day.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's
here.
It's we're not going to be able to hear God if we're doing those things,
mm-hmm.
and He's not going to be able to change our lives
mm-hmm.
and make us who He created us to be.
It's like Sarah was saying. Like, if you're arguing with somebody, you're not in the Spirit. You're angry.
Exactly.
You know, you're not in that cycle of love.
Did you get it, Sarah, what I just said?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you're looking all like, hmm?
So,
oh,
look,
I can't see, so I'm looking at everybody the same.
I see trees.
Sorry, that goes back to the blind man.
Lay hands on her again and praise harder.
Exactly where my mind went to, though. I didn't say it, Sarah. He did.
So look.
Just kidding, my big lizards are getting blue.
Okay.
So look, we just went over the things that are in the flesh, right? And what happens is we recognize that maybe we do one of these things. And what do? We go straight back to the Lord and we go, Lord, forgive me for this thing, right? That's that keeping, bearing fruit, keeping the...
In step.
Yeah.
In step with the Spirit.
Repentance.
Scratch it off.
Yeah, repentance, right? It's the low rest, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
starting to catch up.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, we're going to enjoy watching you get done. You'll be looking like Zara. I can't see you. These trees.
So when you go to that repentance, right? Keeping in that walk of repentance, the things that we're about to go over is what the fruit.
The fruit that you're bearing.
Yeah, it will be the fruit that you bear.
Produce.
The character you're going to.
This is such a bomb study.
Yeah.
I love it when we went this way.
Right? Same here. This is so awesome.
You're in
Galatians. Yeah.
But.
Right?
Big but. But.
I have a quick question.
Go for it.
Okay, so you said being constant repentance. I wrote that down.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, when it comes to Judgment Day, he sees that we were trying or we're still considered lukewarm.
Yep, exactly. You got it.
What happens with repentance?
Because I'm getting kind
of
convicted right now. So I just want to...
As long as you're trying, right?
He knows.
When we go to Luke...
So that's when he's like, okay, like...
Yeah. When we go to Luke, we'll see that it'll say, strive your hardest, right? It doesn't say, be perfect to enter the narrow gate. No,
right.
It says, strive your hardest.
Do you guys remember the story of the rich young ruler?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus told him in Matthew, when he told the story, he said, I've done all, he said, what must I do to inherit the kingdom of God? And he said, he told him the commandments, you know, and he said, I've kept those since I was a child, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Jesus told him? Well, if you want to be perfect, then do this. You see? There's no way we can be perfect, or he wouldn't have came to die for us.
Mm-hmm.
But what Jacob's telling you is that you have to keep in repentance. Look at if you don't get up every day to seek the Lord, then you're gonna get up every day and seek something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the fruit of the death comes from that he read first.
There's a reason why it comes first, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's meant to convict first, then uplift. Memo talks about it.
Because we're called to be free, right?
Uplift.
You read it.
Convict, then uplift.
I love that. Convict, then uplift.
Amen.
Because what has to happen, right? If you're trying to clean something, and it's covered, what are you going to do? If you're trying to clean it, you have to remove the thing that's covering it and show what's all nasty and dirty to be able to clean it.
Expose it.
Exactly. Yeah. So he has to convict you, show you what you're doing wrong,
mm-hmm.
pretty much, open that wound, and then he's able to clean it. That's where the uplift comes from, because now he's cleaning it. Because now he's able to clean it.
Because you came before the Lord.
Right.
Exactly. That's what the law came to do.
And know this. Know this, too. God sees your heart.
Yeah.
God sees your heart, and he knows where your heart's at. He knows, you know, especially like you get broken, like, man, I keep doing this. He sees your heart. He hears that. He knows you're trying. He knows. But you also got to turn. You can't live in it. You can't stay in it. You got to keep trying. But he does see your heart. He's not going to bam you down for your mistakes. He already saw that, knew that, and already paid the price for it.
We actually bam ourselves down by not getting up.
Exactly, because eventually it comes to a point where you're beating yourself down.
Yeah.
You know, because you're like, well, I've asked for forgiveness like 3,000 times, and I just know I'm going to do it again, so I'm just not going to go to the Lord, because that's what happens.
What mistake?
You know?
And that's the devil putting that in.
That's the Christian's biggest mistake, is not getting up. That's your biggest downfall. That's the only thing that is going to hinder your walk the most.
And God,
if you decide in your mind that you're not worthy, or that God's not going to forgive you because you asked for forgiveness for the same thing 100,000 times.
And God's like, I seen that you're going to do it 3,001 times. Come on, we got one more to go.
Yeah.
And then we're past this.
Yeah, because go back to
He knows.
Producing fruit,
mm-hmm.
In keeping with repentance. You can't do it without
keeping in repentance.
You get it? Mm-hmm. But the whole concept of that is that the more I seek the Lord in it, the more I stay with Him in humility, even though it's still happening, mm-hmm. I know He's eventually going to remove that because He's going to replace it with a piece of Himself.
Right.
And that's the fruit. The fruit of the Spirit that He's coming
into.
That
fruit.
Goes divine.
And if you keep fighting and trying to fight this stuff off, you're probably going
to
lose.
You need to
fight to spend the time with Him. And fight to seek
good.
Him
see,
and
just
keep
like,
on and
right
keep on and keep on, and pretty soon He removes these things from
you. Yeah, you can't do it yourself, because all you'll do, even if you stop doing it, you'll just trade it for something else.
Mm-hmm.
Let Him trade it for a piece of who He is.
Yeah, with one of the things that we're about to read, right?
Mm-hmm. It says,
with all the things we're about to read.
Yeah,
exactly. It says,
all of them.
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law.
Bomb, dude. That's right there.
Oh. The self-control part right there, did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, I caught it.
A lot of people try to do that themselves because it says self-control. No, you have to let Him give you all that character so that He gives you self-control over it.
You guys know who Martin Luther is?
Did you hear what I said? Because it's important. Okay,
yes.
Go ahead.
You guys know who Martin Luther is?
Is his last name Kate?
No. Martin Luther lived in like the 1600s, I think.
I feel like I've heard it before.
The reformist.
Oh, yeah, the reformist.
Started the Lutheran church.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Before.
Broke away from the Catholic church.
Before he would try and keep self-control, right? And he would whip himself because he would sin.
Mm-hmm.
And then he read the book of Romans. And when he read the book of Romans, he goes, whoa, this is not what I thought it was, right? And then it was a guy who reformed the church,
mm-hmm.
Because before, it was doing such things that weren't in the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes up and posts 99 tenets inside on the front door, gets excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church, and starts the Lutheran Church. Right,
mm-hmm.
Which reformed Christianity as a whole, which led us to.
That's where I started out in the Lutheran Church.
Oh,
yeah, which led us to a lot of the things that we have in abundance today. Right, like the education system that was from the reformist side of church. Like they invented education for us to read the Bible, because before that they weren't educated to read their Bible. They had someone read it for them and tell them how it was interpreted instead of going to the Lord. Right,
mm-hmm.
The Word.
I told your daddy that,
Theopolis.
I told your daddy that, Theopolis, because he's a school teacher, you know?
Yeah, and so when we take the Word and we take it out of context, we'll end up whipping ourselves instead of...
It's exactly what I was just going to ask you. You're in my psyche, I love it.
Well, that's the Spirit then.
So the way that the fruits of the Spirit are listed are in the same sense that the fruits of the flesh are listed then, right?
Right.
Like in the context of it being first in the battle, and then you only gain self-control after receiving the rest.
Yeah, I understand. It's not something you achieve. It's something
mm-hmm.
He achieves in you.
Right.
Cody says, ask Him when I'm going to get self-control from God.
When you
actually said it, when you follow all the other fruits, then the self-control comes. So you got to follow the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness,
kindness,
faithfulness, gentleness,
and then the
self-control comes.
And if you look, by the way, this was something that the Lord had shown me when I was reading this. There's two things, though, but this is the first one. Each one of these fruits of the Spirit battle the other fruit,
mm-hmm.
like directly.
Say it again.
So each one of the fruits of the Spirit directly battle the fruit of the sinful nature. So if you look back, love, sexual impurity.
Mm.
Yeah, make the list and they literally...
Exactly. If you directly make the list and put them together, and look at it directly at each other. It's battling each other.
It sure is. It's like a pros, cons, boom, boom.
Yes.
Exactly. And so, and that's why it's, they're both stated in the ways they are, because it's showing you those two things.
So if you struggle with some of those things, pray for those fruits of the spirits that's battling the other end of it.
Exactly. That's something that was shown.
Your fruit is in my prayers every day.
I think you in mind for the patients, mine says long suffering.
Yeah.
Same thing. It's both.
They both hurt.
It's all rejoicing and suffering.
Yeah.
What is patience? When you're learning patience, you are suffering long.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, that. Come on, move out of my way.
We've all educated that one, right?
The Lord's always I always laugh
it's
at my patience that I've learned.
Tell me what happens.
Because it's always like at the last second I give up, and then like immediately after it's like, oh, dude, if you just waited another second.
Yeah,
just waited one more second. like after like six times of him doing that, I'm like, all right, now you're just playing with me, Lord.
Yeah, right. So now I get it. I'll put the cap on.
Now let's end off this section real quick. It says, those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
Hmm.
Now, do you think you have time to read?
Wait, read that part again?
Yeah. What one? The whole 24-26?
Yeah. With my name on it.
Time is just a construct. We're already in
trouble. Always thinking to go to this.
We've been baptized.
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not be conceited, not become conceited, provoking and envying each other.
You see, verse 24, it says, those who belong to Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the fruits of the Spirit come through a relationship with Him. So those of us who have that relationship with Him, let's keep in step with that so that we don't fall back into those other things.
That's
mm-hmm.
the key.
That's
mm-hmm.
the key thing. That's the self-control part.
Back to Matthew. That's why do you think Jesus went to get baptized?
Amen.
I think he's going to be on a baby high for a while.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
This is a baby high. This is a baby high. We're loving it.
Hopefully it's until they finish their masters.
So.
Okay, before you do that, 11 minutes. Get your prayers in. 11
minutes.
Yeah,
so
minutes.
Back to Luke, we're going to read about the narrow door.
Luke 7?
No, 13.
13.
I'm sorry. It was 13, 12.
Something
yeah.
Like
yep. The narrow gate.
Same thing. Gate, door,
window. Oh, more.
I don't think window's the same as gate and door.
It can be.
No, it's those who try to enter through the window.
Yeah, I know. Try to sneak their way into the thing, right? Isn't that one of the.
Yeah. They try and sneak their way in without following the Savior.
Go to 10?
Yeah, no, chapter 10 is that story.
Oh,
is
the shepherd's the
so Luke 13.
It's 10 or
22? Or what did you say?
No,
Luke
14.
Oh, okay. 13, 12.
22. You're right. You're right.
Oh, yeah, 13, 12.
These guys led me astray.
Sorry.
Right. You're right.
And we'll do that.
13,
22. 22.
22. 12 made no sense.
13, 22.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I disagreed.
Make your great answers do that.
You just said, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Go with that one.
I disagree. I'm sorry.
Oh. You know what?
He said 13.
I'm in the right place, but I can't read it. I can't see the
He's
little
blind.
Number.
The blind is leading
to my bad eyes.
He sees trees.
Alright, so here we go. Verse 22, right? Everyone there?
Mm-hmm.
It says, then Jesus went through the towns and the villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved? But look at this, bro. Only a few. He's worried about other people, not himself, right?
Amen.
Right, let's see how Jesus answers this one. Make every effort to enter through the narrow door, because many, I tell you, will try to enter and not be able to. And how does he answer that? He says, don't worry about other people. Focus on yourself, bro. Right?
That's exactly how I said it back then.
Yeah, that's the ancient dialect, you know.
And it's like, and the bomb. You know, the bomb.
And then
they
got their
bomb.
Secret handshake.
Yeah. So verse 25 says, "Once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, 'Sir, open the door for us.' But he will answer, 'I don't know you or where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you. You taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, you evildoers.' There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. People will come from the east and west, north and south, and will take their places at the feast of the kingdom of God." Man, talking about book Acts right there.
Mm-hmm.
"Indeed, there are those who are indeed those who are last who will be first, and the first who will be last." So you see that, like, when you read the scripture, that's scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get convicted by it, and you're like, "Whoa, you know, take a break, come back to it." You know, dig deep.
Mm-hmm.
Dig super deep, because then you will understand that, oh, this sounds scary, but it's like, oh, well, this is very obvious.
Yeah.
Like we read, the fruits of the flesh are very obvious, right? And
mm-hmm.
and we know how to produce fruit by keeping in repentance. You see, like, so when you break down it, it's more of an encouragement when
mm-hmm.
when you dive deeper into it, instead of like, because a lot of people, like, for instance, my wife reads this and it scares her to death, right? And I keep trying to tell her, and one day the Lord will show her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Not to fear it.
Yeah, not to fear
right.
it.
Fear not.
And,
I think everybody is afraid when
yeah.
you first start reading.
Yeah, of course.
It's healthy.
Yeah, well, that's
the
Holy Spirit trying
spirit.
To wake you up. Like, hey, look, pay attention.
Not, yeah.
You know, pay attention here.
Check this out. All the prophets... Jesus said, all the prophets are killed. You know, they were all rejected and killed, right?
It was terrible.
And they
right.
were speaking. They were speaking the word of God. You know, and it said, and we just read, when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, but you yourselves thrown out. Think of what are we?
So
you know, we're given a word of God, and we're speaking. We're supposed to speak it. Are we not prophets in a sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what he's getting at. If you're out there speaking the word of God, if you're out there teaching people and they're rejecting you, don't sweat it. They rejected Christ.
Yeah, they're
just
not rejecting
keep
you.
Doing it.
Christ.
Just keep doing it. You know, you don't jam it down people's throat, but you do it in love.
You,
hey, you
preach, 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 and then when you have to, speak.
Yeah, your life.
Amen.
You know what this reminds me of is Noah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All those people making fun of him for all those years of building this ship.
It was like 100
years.
Years.
Like
that,
he was
right?
a crazy man. Here's your white jacket.
And then the water came and
in
our times.
I love that desert.
Movie. And let me in.
Yeah.
Who built a boat in a desert?
Let me in, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that ship was filled with people that couldn't get in. After the rain started coming, couldn't open the door. But they all chose that.
Right.
And the Bible says that Noah was the only righteous one.
Man,
you
know, so
he was this righteous man, you know, amongst all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So look.
Became so corrupt.
So what we're getting at is that.
You need to read the first red line of verses again. The first line in the verse again.
Make every effort.
There, that's what you're talking
about. To enter through the narrow door, right?
Mm-hmm.
If the Lord knows your heart, and in your heart you are trying, you're in, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You're
that's
in.
Exactly what he
that's
said.
It.
You're in.
Make every effort.
Make
mm-hmm.
every effort, because he knows your heart. So if you're trying,
yeah.
you're in.
Because the whole Bible tells us that. Well, John says it like this: that we make God out to be a liar if we say that we're without sin.
Mm-hmm.
And what he means by that is that if we were capable of getting there on our own, you know, through
mm-hmm.
our purity,
right.
then God would have never sent his son.
Right.
And by us saying that we are capable, we're saying that God is a liar,
because
mm-hmm. he sent his son to die for our sins because we weren't capable.
But let every man be a liar and God be true.
Amen. So So what that's saying is that we're not perfect, not one of us. Not one of us deserve to enter his kingdom. Not one of us deserve to spend eternity with him. But the righteous one covers us.
What a wretched man am I. Who can
say? Mm-hmm. Producing fruit in keeping with repentance. You know, a Christian's biggest sin is bringing up the stuff they did over and over and over again, even if they're not doing it anymore, because they feel guilty.
I think there's actually a psalm that says you keep bringing up you keep reminding me of what you what I've already forgotten. Or something like
God's
that.
Like, what are you talking about? I already forgave that. Mm-hmm. But it draws us back to it over and over again instead of just forgetting it, letting it go, and following him. Amen. That's where the fruit comes in. Mm-hmm. So, interesting. How come I don't get any of those? Oh, thank you.
What color do you want?
You have not because you asked not.
Hey, Daniel,
you want to
use your bathroom?
Yeah,
hi, Daniel.
There you go.
We have a quarter.
He's like, man, I got no money.
I can get you a trailer we can park back here if you want to start servicing these homeless. We can just put a trailer back there. It's free.
And what's it for?
Help with the homeless?
She's on, but what's it for, the trailer?
It's just a trailer that needs somebody wants off their lot.
I know, but tell me what you're talking about.
Then we can park it right here, and we can service this homeless instead of coming out of that wash and what might else.
Just saying, give them a home that they can
separate them from the missions.
Oh.
It's easier to try.
Yeah.
It's over in David's yard.
Yeah, no, I've seen it, yeah.
Destroy that thing. So
that used to have it, yeah.
Before they destroy it, that's his thing. Or if somebody just sits there and destroys it, I thought, well, talk to Pastor Matt, we'd probably use that down there with our new mission.
So, I hear
good. Where's the porter?
Good. Where's the porter? You have to get it out.
I could have waited 20 minutes.
2 minutes.
Well, plus the prayer.
Yes.
So 20.
Thank you. Thank you, brother.
Where are we?
Well, we just finished the narrative.
Oh,
we
finished it?
Yeah. And now we're going to...
Were you not paying attention?
No? He's sleeping. Let him sleep, please.
He's out of it because of the dentist law.
Maybe that's what it
is.
No, just please, it's not about that.
So, it takes me up good, though.
I bet you that's what it actually is.
Maybe so.
So now that we've gone over it, mm-hmm. right, we're no longer scared of this passage, right? It's real easy and real like uplifting, right? Hey, we're striving. We're there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or do you guys still see the scary part of it?
I have lines right here.
Go for it.
If you can break it down. The reading mine says, and note this, some who seem least important now will be the greatest then, and some who are the greatest now will be least important then.
Okay.
Oh, break this down.
That's beautiful, sister.
Break it down. Break it down.
That is the better one.
See,
yeah,
this
a
is
a little harder.
When you figure it out and you walk it logically through, you're just like, wow, that is so simple.
Yeah. It's everything we've been talking about tonight. It's like, we don't want to be ridiculed in the world or with our family or friends or this or that. But when we stay humble in the Lord, we stay faithful to Christ no matter what anybody's saying or doing, no matter how they come against us, amen? In the end, we're going to be the humble that we're last in the world, but first in Christ. Do you understand? Because we're representing him, and we're living for him, regardless of what the world's doing, because there's power in living for the Lord. Remember we talked about that? But there's no power in saying you're a Christian and living in the world.
Yeah.
Right? The power of God is the very essence that drives people to Christ. And that's us living in Christ, displaying him. People think, oh, that's so pitiful, you know, or oh, you're so beneath other people, or you're this or you're that. It's not true. It's the strength of God.
Yeah.
It's the power of God that moves the heart. So it's the very thing that brought all of us here, right? And so when we live the least in the world, we become the greatest in him. Get it?
What's the words you just used to get closer to God? How did you say that?
I have no idea.
because I always switch it in my head. I always go with, you know, people I'm trying to talk to is, without scaring them, with the God Squad. well, people are freaks out there. Is working. He wants workers, always working, always putting it back, working, because Jesus was a carpenter. He worked. He worked the whole time for us. He worked. That's what I use working. But you use a different word all the time.
I don't know.
That's good, because it just comes out then just perfect.
Mm-hmm. But I like the way hers read it, because it actually brought it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, mine says the...
Last will be first.
Yeah, mine says... Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and first who will be last. See, the world is the opposite of God.
Yeah, they see things in a hierarchy.
And right. God is the opposite of the world. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. But then he says, but you and I who trust him and follow him and are obedient to him, we have the mind of, he gives us his mind, the mind of Christ. And that's the fruit of the Spirit that we receive by keeping in repentance. You get it? And, oh boy. The world doesn't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so we pay the price for that in this world. But only to those who aren't going to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the power of God when we humble ourselves in Christ to live in Christ the way we're supposed to in this world.
Mm-hmm.
See, we may be the least of everything in this world because they think they're above us. When in Christ, we're taking his favor.
I know exactly how to explain
Go
this.
Ahead.
The parable of the talents.
The other one was
I was thinking of the workers.
They all get paid the same.
The vineyard. Yeah.
Yep, that's a good one.
That's the one I was thinking of.
That actually explains it differently, though. That explains it.
Because
they came in last minute and were still saved. That explains it a little different than what we're talking about. It's the same.
New rules.
It's the same, but it doesn't matter when you get on board. It's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but your reward is still the same.
That's what he's getting.
The way this is written is the first shall be last, the last shall be first.
He wasn't so the first or last.
Wait a minute, he's not talking here what you're saying. He's not saying that here. He's not saying that because I chose last, I'm going to be saved. That's not what he's saying here.
No,
he's talking about our place.
Yeah.
Our place in this world is not in the world anymore. You get it? Our place is in heaven with him, even though we're still here.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
We're on the same page.
We're trying to...
Yeah.
Just wording it different.
No, because the story is...
This is a different English class.
No, the story is that somebody hires somebody in the morning, right? A group of people. And then he figures, I'm not going to get this done in time, so he hires people in the afternoon. I'm not going to get this done in time, so he hires people at the end of the day. Each one of them got the same pay. But at the end of the day, the first ones are saying, hey, he's going to obviously pay us more because they came in last and he paid them more. He paid them the same. And he's like, you guys agreed to do this at this price. Mm-hmm. Who are you to tell me how I'm supposed to spend my money? Right? How I'm going to pay somebody
mm-hmm.
is the story. So it is the same, but in a sense, but it's not a time thing. It's a place.
Yeah, we were focusing more on the reward.
Mm-hmm.
The reward's the same.
The reward's
the
same.
The other thing I was thinking of was their mindset of it.
Yeah.
Was because the guys were first, they were thinking of themselves higher.
Exactly.
They're going to get more.
That might be good,
and
too.
And so the last one,
because that's a worldly,
they came in last,
that's a worldly
they're
point of view.
No, that's exactly.
I would. That's like
that's
looking at other Christians and being like,
yeah, that's very good.
How are they getting along so greatly?
So when you look at that story, the parable of the workers, right? He hired all these workers, like Matt said, one in the morning, one at the evening, and one
in the
later in the day. And it was all to get the same work done. All of them agreed for the same pay. And so, but the first ones were thinking, oh, I'm going to get more. So they're thinking themselves higher, right? And of course, the last ones, that you know what they're thinking. They're thinking, oh, I'm going to get 1 hour, so it's probably going to be less than what the first one paid, but it's still money.
Mm-hmm.
And they all get the same pay.
They all
and
got
so
the
first one, they're like,
heaven.
What?
Why we get the same pay? Well, you agree to that pay.
Mm-hmm.
I think of the prodigal son another way, too.
The same exact thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know,
the brother in the field.
Right. And then when the feast is going on, the other brother that's been there the whole time is like, well, how come this is... And he's like, you already have everything. What are you complaining
yeah.
about, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's the first who are last, right? So if
yeah.
you're first and you're considered last, right? And then the last that are considered first, aren't they the same thing? Right? It equals out the playing field. It's just
right.
I was gonna say
there's no hierarchy, we're all equal to one
and
another.
Who had it better? The person the son that stayed, he had the life,
mm-hmm.
right? The son that left, he was out in the world. Look, the sooner we accept Christ, the better we can have it right here, right now. Heaven isn't something we're waiting for. Till we die,
yeah.
something we can live right here, right now,
yeah.
and it can carry us through the hard times, carry us through these bad situations,
and we all
don't have
to
wait.
Pay.
But keeping it in context here, though, it says
the last.
Yeah. Oh, good luck, Leah.
He loves my
sensitivity. It says, in keeping it in context, though, he's talking about.
I get what he's talking about. I know what you're...
It says, then you will say, we ate with you, we did this with you, we did that with you, right? But he will reply, I do not know you. I love this part, or where you come from. See, because that's the world.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus doesn't know the ways of man in the world without him. It's not that he doesn't know him, he just doesn't
he's
know
not gonna
him.
Deal with
mm-hmm.
him.
He doesn't acknowledge it.
He doesn't acknowledge it. Doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so you got to keep it in the context. See, he's talking to people that are saying one thing and doing another.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because they want to keep up with everybody in the world. They want to be like everybody here. They don't want to be mocked. They don't want to do this. They don't want to do that. They want to receive everything the world wants to give them. You get it? And then you have the person who no matter what the world's doing, is going to humble himself in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to love the Lord. He's going to love people in the Lord. Amen? Even if he's the least of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You see the beauty of it? And that's the context of the scripture is there's going to be, what is it, starting 29, people will come from here, there, and everywhere and will take their place at the feast in the kingdom of God. Indeed, there are those who are last who will be first and first who will be last. So he's talking about them, some of them that will miss the gate because they were living in the world even though they knew the truth. They weren't living in the truth, which means they never accepted Christ.
And
they were waiting for the 11th hour, but he came at 10:30.
They were five versions without the Spirit.
Yeah, they saw the word as in hierarchy instead of the way that it is.
Five.
They
right.
saw it through the world's eyes.
Right,
instead
that
of through
worldly
the eyes.
Lens.
And so... If they saw it through the world's eyes and they lived it through the world's eyes, then did they know Christ?
Mm-hmm.
He said, get away from me. I don't know you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where you're from.
Yeah.
None of this is from me.
Yeah.
I know not this.
But I ate with you and I drank with you.
No, you ate and drank with yourself.
Yeah.
Or
the world.
Just imagine what that person's thinking. Like, what?
No, you know what
huh?
the truth is?
I think they know in their heart.
There you go. You want to know what the truth is? They know.
Yeah.
The Pharisees knew.
Just like the ten virgins, they all had lamps. They all had a knowledge of Christ, but only five of them had the oil. Only five of them had the relationship. The other five didn't have a relationship.
And what did he tell them?
The door closed.
What did he tell them?
Knocked on the door.
Give us some of your oil. Oh, we can't do that, but go buy some oil and come and catch up. Because they were buying into the world the whole time.
Right. They're worried about... They're worried about what the world thinks of them instead of what God thinks of them. That's what they're worried about.
See, that's being last.
And then they knocked on the door.
Don't even care what the world thinks. You think the world cares what you think?
No.
No, they're going to overpower you, yell, and scream from the mountaintops what they believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be their truth, even though they know the truth. It's all rebellion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So let's live in the truth, right? And let's share the truth no matter what.
Amen.
We may be last now. But I think when we become first, you know what I think is going to be cool about it? Because we're equal.
Yeah,
nobody's ahead of anybody.
Part.
But I think when we become first, you know what that becoming first is? Is God revealing all the times that we lived in Him and we woke people up to His truth.
Mm.
And so all those people got to come with us because we planted those seeds. Amen? I believe that.
I'm going to sit at the welcome table.
I'm going to sit at the welcome table.
It's in that movie on Angel Studios, the After Death one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they talk about that. Yeah, they talk about how God reveals to them like how one bad choice led to like 50 people making bad choices.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
it's a movie or a show?
Yeah,
it's like a documentary movie.
It's exactly like what
dying and then seeing what they saw when they die and then came back.
So seeing heaven, just seeing hell. Or
yeah,
kind of weird,
dude. Yeah, and they talk about how like God revealed to them, like, oh, when you decided to do this for me, like this is how many people are reached and stuff. Like, it's crazy, dude. That whole documentary is insane.
Yeah,
I think that's real. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, call that part of your judgment, right?
Well, that's what the treasures in heaven is, right?
Yeah,
it's not these worldly things that burn away after a certain amount of fire.
Because
what's left is the soul.
Yeah.
Right. So it's going to be the people.
Can I use you?
Yeah.
Here's, you're welcome.
I guess this is kind of a play on
what
you were saying, how Pastor Matt, about the donkey.
Okay.
Like kind of what we're talking about. Like you were saying, the donkey must have felt great that day. Like,
oh, look at me.
Thought everybody was throwing their cloaks and palm branches in front of him. He's like, yeah.
Never been ridden before.
No, that's us tripping.
Hey, that's why I made that joke. And then he tripped.
No more pats on the back.
Nah.
No more pats on the back.
All right.
Prayers, prayers, prayers.
How's it going?
Great
to see you.
And a praise.
I felt like Jacob when I did that.
So I have a cousin, and she's been lesbian like her whole life. And for some reason, I just been having it in my heart to contact my family members that I normally don't, you know, keep in contact with
this, huh?
And stuff. And so I texted her yesterday, and she told me that, well, she's married, are getting divorced. So we're texting and stuff. And
Wait. Say it one more time, please. I think you lost.
She's lesbian. And
oh,
she's
okay. Now it makes
married.
Sense. Go on.
So they're getting a divorce.
Woo-hoo! Playover, is it?
Go ahead. I'm on the right page.
And
I'm driving down.
So
the
I'm telling her, like, you know, how she's doing about that. You know how divorce goes. So they're selling the house. Yada yada yada. But then she makes a comment and she says, you know, I used to think that I needed, I always needed someone to have someone, you know. But what I realize now is that this time I'm going to put God first.
Amen.
And she's been lesbian like her whole entire life. Like, that's all I remember her being, you know, me growing up. And right now, she says the past 6 months, she's been more connected with God. And, you know, I feel like God has a plan for her, you know, mm-hmm. And she made a mistake. And so the wife decided to divorce her. And I believe, like, it's part of the plan. And now that she's seeking God, I hope she continues to have that, you know.
Put some first.
Yeah, and it sounds like she has, you know, like she's working on it. And then she's going to Bible study now.
Amen.
And yeah. I just pray that, you know, God just finds her true light, you know, and that she stays connected to God.
It's a beautiful
and that's
thing.
My praise, you know, because
yeah.
She found God, and,
yeah.
And that's where it starts, you know. Rather, mm. You know, I know God is gonna, how can I say it, replace that sin, you know,
mm-hmm.
And she's not gonna want that no more. And I pray for that. So to me, it's like I want to keep her in prayer,
yeah.
And then I also want to praise it because it made me happy to know that she
mm-hmm.
found God, you know. And then she told me that my other cousin, Christopher. He got baptized and he's been doing good, and I got to speak to him today, and he just seemed so excited, like, cousin.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness, because it just felt so right, you know. So I praise that God is working with my family, even though they're not here with me, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just good to know that they're finding the truth.
It's huge, because
It's not us to beat these people down and tell them, this is wrong, this is a sin.
Mm-hmm.
It's not our place. Our place is to point them to Jesus. And when they spend time with him, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, starts showing them. And then their lives start changing because of that.
Her cousins are sitting at a Bible study saying how blessed they are because their cousin's getting right.
And you know what?
Right?
Let me tell you guys. So my cousin Angela, her name is Angela. She said that when she seen my cousin Christopher, she's like, on a funny note, he didn't even know how to read. But when he's reading his Bible, he's like a whole new man. And
wow.
When I seen him transfer to a different man, she said, I wanted that. And I'm like, man, we talk about that in Bible studies all the time,
yeah.
You know? And I'm like, okay, that's because he's living in his fruit, you know? He's living out the fruit of the Spirit. And she sees that, and she acknowledges that, and now she craves that and wants that.
Amen.
And because of that, she started, you know, having her connection with God. And
amen.
I'm like, man, you know? Like,
that's
and me personally going
about.
Through my thing, and like me trying to have Chris on board, and you know, him want... me wanting him to have a connection with God, I'm like, you know what? And like you said, worry about yourself, bro. You know? And I'm like, I need to worry about myself, and I need to live in the Spirit so that way my family can see and then they want it.
Amen.
And we see,
right,
we talk about
followers.
It all the time, but for some reason today, and just seeing, hearing my cousin and her telling me, I'm like, oh man, these are facts here,
wow,
you know?
Yeah.
And it just hit me different. So.
It's so real.
And it's crazy because I've been like, I need help with my self-control. I need help with my self-control. I'm so kind to everyone. I can be cool, you know? But for some reason, my spouse, I'm tripping. You know? And that's the truth. And then we go over this, and I'm like, okay, so I need to do these in order to fix this last one.
Right.
And this is the one that I need. I'm
right.
Like, I know how to love. I give you joy. But am I really, you know? So I'm going to work on this so I can fix this last one
right
here.
Amen.
You know? Yeah. And that's
it.
That's the blessing right
that's
there.
That's so
yeah.
funny. My little sister's been an alcoholic almost her whole life, to be honest with you. I mean, like, by 10 in the morning, she's plastered, you know. And my dad, just praying and praying and praying, gave his life to the Lord, praying and praying and praying, because he got real sick, thought he was going to die, and didn't want to leave his kids like that. Just praying and praying and praying and praying and asking me to pray, asking me to come talk to her. God still has me here for a reason. God still has me here for a reason. My sister's been sober for 2 months and going to church with him.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that amazing?
Crazy.
Like an impossible, you know.
Yeah, I know.
He went with me a few times. You know, amazing. And that's what and I kept telling him, you have to display Christ, not your own self. You have to let God work in you. And it's true. Amen.
What happened?
Yeah. I was saying, were you
following
me?
Mm-hmm.
I was following you.
No, I knew. I knew that eventually, like if I lived there, you know, it would be different, just like my dad came to know, you know, or whatever. And I didn't even live there, but, you know, just from watching your life. My dad's words were, I've been watching your life for years. You know, at first he wanted me to fall so that I could go back and hang with him doing what we used to do. But then he started going, hey, this guy's not going to fall. Hey, this is happening. Hey, that's happening. Next thing you know, he's turning his life. And then he realized that's what and he started praying and praying for my siblings. And what an amazing thing. And that's what you see. Amen. That's being that's being last here. See, but there's fruit from it. Amen.
And then I'll just pray for myself. You know, I just want to win the race.
Amen.
And I want to get there. And...
Oh, sister.
Yeah,
when you're my age, you're going to say the same thing. I'm serious. Then right?
My age.
I don't know.
You didn't hear?
No, I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Say it again.
I think I'm the oldest one here.
I
don't know how.
Just pray for me
because
I just want to win the race. You know, I want to get there. Already.
Oh, like how Paul talks about
it. I told her when she's my age, she's gonna be saying the same thing.
Yeah,
because that's the way God is.
Yeah.
He's never gonna give up on us, so he's always gonna be working to change us.
In First Timothy,
right? You hear that, Cody?
Yep,
Cody.
You're going along the red lines.
In First Timothy. He says to fight the good fight of faith,
mm-hmm.
and that's it's not a sprint, it's a marathon.
And that's that race, is if you get through that marathon, it's your whole life keeping in step with faith.
Like we just read, keeping in step with the Spirit. Any other prayer requests? We got off guard. I mean, off guard. We got off
on
track.
Do you see that too?
We might have a job for Chris.
Praise God.
His background. So I just hope, you know, they still work with him. Normally, they just shut him down, but this one, they want to take him to orientation and stuff. So
praise
just
God.
Hope it goes through.
Does he like working with his hands?
He doesn't care.
Yeah, a lot of, like, construction trades
mm-hmm.
take felons and all kinds of stuff. So, and so if he likes working with his hands, whether it's drywall, whether it's framing, whether it's electrical,
mm-hmm.
If he goes the route of construction, they're always
they'll work with
they'll
you.
Take
yeah.
the upfront honesties.
Yeah, because a lot of people change their life. Like, I've worked alongside murderers and stuff like that, and getting into that trade has changed their life, you know. So if he's really looking for, like, a good job and like a set retirement coming out of where he came from, construction's always a good route for if you have a felon.
And like what places though?
You can go to the union halls. I work for the local 477.
Local 12 probably be real interesting too.
Yeah, look. 477 is the electrical trade, and they have CWs, and it's bottom of the totem pole, but if he's real serious about it, he really ends up liking it, he can
work
go all the way to the top
well.
if he's into it, you
There's
know, and that's
of,
like,
really
the top is like $60 an hour, you know.
In any place you see construction going on, you know, framing, housing going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go with him. Where's it at?
The local law?
Send you with them.
He wants to go just to preach. You know Matt. He'll be telling them what to do and he'll be preaching to them as they do it.
I wish it was that easy. And Stephen's like, dude, we better start working. We've been spending hours talking. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, and I'm paying him for that.
I'm trying to keep your pocket in check.
What he's really thinking is, dude, you're on to me.
That one.
And he'd be like, yeah, just go move that over there real quick. And I'd look back and he's like, okay, so anyways. And I'm like,
if you come my way, I'll play a race.
You can fix that.
And
meals.
Construction is a great place. Like, wherever you're at in the world, whether you're like the richest man in the world or whether you're at the bottom of the totem pole, like, construction is always an easy way to change your lifestyle, your class, whatever. Because a lot of people don't like to work hard with their hands.
Yeah, $27 an hour just to hold a stop sign going slow, stop, slow, stop.
It's an accomplishment.
Give
me that stop sign, I'll do it.
You see this thing structure going up, and you know I did it. I
couldn't stand there all day.
Yeah, and that's a sense of accomplishment.
That's harder than working.
Like, it teaches you a whole new outlook.
Pretending not to work is harder than work.
Yeah, it takes more effort.
By the way, what was your other cousin's name? I know Christopher, what was the other one?
Angela.
Angela.
Mm-hmm.
It should be easy.
Hopefully. Not that easy for me.
Oh, and Mary. Mary's been having her migraine since Friday.
Yeah, she wasn't here Sunday or today, so I knew she was still on her headache.
She's right here. She's putting prayers on.
Yeah.
Prayers for Karen and Denise and for Tina to be able to.
And any other prayer requests? Go. You good?
Mm-hmm. I was prayed for Dan.
Who lied to you?
The Lord keeps me in his life. He keeps me in church and doesn't allow me to step or hurt myself or fall into the wrong situation.
Vision.
We do that for you every prayer, so we are good.
We'll keep you in prayer anyway. Helps you.
She just closed her eyes when I started doing that.
Throw the ball at her.
We should hold hands.
I can't see.
Can you make it?
Yep. Another one.
Can you make it?
Got to hit Daniel on the way.
Don't hit Daniel.
Yeah,
don't
remember.
Hey, why me?
Problems.
Person, you need glasses more than I do.
You need glasses more than I do.
Right.
That's perfect.
Again!
My lack of organized sports.
She didn't flame to
the anyway.
Stick to preaching.
Amen, right? Oh. Alright. No other prayers? You have prayers? You have prayers?
Right?
For my MRI is tomorrow.
This is why I kept asking. What's more prayers?
No, that's a good one.
So I can hear you.
His MRI is tomorrow. He gets them every 6 months, a follow-up. They recheck his brain to see if it's there. I mean, cancer.
Did they find a brain last time?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got pictures of it. I know it's there.
This is family.
I would do the same to my son. Be like, look, it's there. I know it is.
Yeah.
I saw it.
Prove it. I got proof. I got pictures.
You know, they say 5 years the sign.
With the new
throwback and then they
can't the step that we're
awesome.
Taking, there are a couple things that Allie and I are struggling with. And in that prayer room, the long suffering to keep at it, to get better at those things. Because there's like certain things that are.
Are you praying for patience?
No, it's
trying
to
make sure.
He's avoiding that.
I know he was trying to, but
it's a long way around.
It's there's just certain aspects of like the parenting that we didn't think about, and
just
that we thought would just be natural, and they're not that.
Yeah, because it's your first baby.
Yeah,
now your second one will be
just
fine.
Just
really
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but,
there's some things that we're struggling with, and
if you remember,
so you're asking for
if you're stressed out, your baby's going to be stressed out.
Yeah, it's true.
So try to relax.
Yeah.
First one, is she
breastfeeding? Yes, she is breastfeeding.
I can give you a business card too. Talk to somebody anytime she wants privately.
Okay.
My daughter's a
lawyer. I know
who.
Nationally.
Yeah.
That works for child protective service. Kentucky, but she's on with that all still 24/7.
Right.
So, see, there is.
Right. So, yeah, so
like
those
things,
right?
I
can
show everybody.
So,
yeah.
You guys,
see? Remember, you gotta remember too, it's okay because
this
your first
Jacob's
baby, you learn as you go.
And you don't get a manual.
Right.
This is Jacob's brain.
Did.
This
and
is Jacob's brain with cancer and without cancer.
You guys are going to be great.
The big white spot in the middle is a cancer. And then this is following radiation.
Right.
Well, the little peanut over here is a scar tissue.
The little peanut's his brain.
that one thing about those images, they're actually flipped.
Yeah.
Left side to the right, on the right side to the left.
First over last over first. Hey, remember, you know what I told them? With the first kid, you do everything, right? Mm-hmm. The second kid, you just kick him in the butt and tell him to get outside.
Right. I always remember, like, the first kid, the pacifier falls. Oh, we got to sterilize this. He can't, have it again.
Fire.
The second kid,
you
knock it off.
No,
and
here you go. 5 second rule.
Yep.
Cyrus just came out and I was like,
there you go. That's a good dad.
That makes so much sense.
Yep.
That is a good dad.
Captain, so we got to put it in hot water. We got to. I was like, dude,
heck no.
Nice.
That's what I'm sitting in.
Cyrus is like, come on, dad.
Cyrus does it himself.
The
now. Drops up, picks it up, and eats it.
Yep.
5 second rule.
That's how you keep them from getting sick.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to keep them germs because otherwise you get sick easier.
Let them eat mud pies.
Yeah. All right.
I feel like I'm making sure.
It came from the dirt. What it did for us.
We're eating ourselves. What?
So Ollie sees her out there eating bark off the tree. What is she doing? It's natural. They're
okay.
Praying
it's 8:30.
Something.
Yeah, you're
starving.
Right. 8:30. Let's let's pray. No other prayers. We're all good. All good in the church.
Oh, good in the hood.
I tried not to say that.
I know, you guys are so disrespectful.
Oh, good in the hood.
All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just... Lord, thank you for the study, Lord. It was so amazing, so uplifting, and just empowering word. We ask that you would just continue. I know it's something that a lot of people don't want to pray for, but continue convicting us, Lord. Continue showing us the things that are not right in our life. Continue opening up those wounds and showing us the nasty stuff that we're holding on to, Lord. And show us the way to have it cleansed, is going to you and clinging to you, Lord. We ask that you would have your hands over everyone here, Lord, everyone watching online, and everyone that couldn't be here, Lord. We just ask that you would just have your hands over them, protect, lead, and guide them, and give them strength, Lord, for whatever they're going through, whatever we as a family are going through, Lord. We ask that you would continue leading this church, Lord, in your spirit, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Sarah's cousin Angela, Lord. Just continue doing this blessing in her life, Lord. Continue growing her and revealing to her and the person that left her, Lord. We ask that you would just lead her too, Lord. Just lead them both. Help them both see your light and help them both continue to strive for it, Lord. We ask that you would also have your hand over her cousin Christopher, Lord, in the job, Lord. We ask that you would just have your blessings over him. Help him to get the job that he so desperately needs, Lord. And just bless him, Lord, with the provision that comes from you, Lord. We ask that you would just continue having your hands over Sarah's entire family. Everything going on in her family sounds so uplifting, Lord. Just continue being with her entire family. Continue leading each person, Lord. And if they don't know you, we ask that you would just reveal yourself in such a way that they would see you, Lord. We ask that you would have your hand over Karen and Denise. Me personally, I don't know what's going on, Lord, but you do, Lord. And we ask that whatever it is, you would have your hands in it, Lord. Just provide for what they need, Lord. We ask this over both of them, Lord. Provide for what they need and the needs over their life, Lord. We ask for your hand over Sarah as well, Lord. Just
amen.
Thank you for the light that's shining in her, Lord. The desire to keep going. The desire to fix the things that aren't right in her life. The desire to just fix the relationships and fix the family and fix everything, Lord. We ask that you would continue working in her life. Continue revealing the things that she needs to work on, Lord. And just help her with them, Lord. Hold her hand as she's going through it, Lord. We ask your hand over Tina, Lord, and we ask your healing hands over her, Lord. Just help her to get through this time, Lord. Help her to get through. I know she was going through doctor's appointments after doctor appointment, Lord. We ask that you would just have your blessings over her, Lord. Just heal her and help her to get better, to enjoy these days that she has, Lord. And to continue to spread your word, Lord. I remember every time I would go over there, she would always just be in such a joyful mood and wanting to wait on you. And just, I thank you for that heart she has, Lord. We ask that you would just bless her, Lord. We ask your hand over Memo and his family, Lord. And we ask your healing hands over Memo, Lord. Give him strength, Lord. This last Sunday was awesome. The message was awesome that you gave him, Lord. We ask that you would continue to strengthen him, Lord. When he was preaching, I didn't see pain. I didn't see weakness or anything, Lord. What I saw was you working and strengthening him, Lord. And I ask that every single day for him, Lord. Help him to get up in that strength, Lord. And we ask your hand over his family as well, Lord, that they would have peace and that they would have understanding, Lord. Be with them and give them strength, Lord. We ask your hand over Mary Jane, Lord. Just remove these headaches from her, Lord. Remove the migraines entirely, Lord. Just rebuke it out of her life, Lord. So that it wouldn't be in her mind no more, Lord. Take it out, Lord. Help her to wake up and have no pain, Lord. And be able to be here. Be able to be at church and fellowship with her family, Lord. Just heal her, Lord. We ask your hand over Daniel, Lord. I was thankful when he walked in. Late or early, Lord, it doesn't matter. We just thank you for his presence, Lord. And we thank you for what you're doing in his life, that you have your hand over his life, Lord. And we continue asking that you have your hand over his life, Lord. Your provision, your strength, and help him to continue wanting to be here, Lord. Because the fact is he wants to be here to hear your word, Lord. To read your word, Lord. And to be in your presence. It's not about the people here, it's about you, Lord. And I thank you for that, Lord. Lord, have your hand over my brother's MRI and the upcoming time, Lord. Help it be clear and clean, Lord. And we ask that you would ease his anxiety, ease his nerves, and everything about him, Lord. Just give him a peace and a comfort over it, Lord. And Lord, we ask your hand over Jacob and Allie and the family, Lord. Just first off, I thank you for the clean delivery, Lord, that she was able to have the C-section that she wanted, Lord. And we thank you that it went well and that there was no complications, nothing, Lord, that it was just easy and smooth. We thank you for that blessing, Lord. Thank you for a healthy baby as well, Lord. We ask that you would just give both Jacob and Allie the wisdom onto raising this child, Lord, mm-hmm. to raising them in you, Lord, and that she would just grow up healthy, strong, and knowledgeable about you, Lord. That everywhere she goes and everywhere she sees, when she sees your parents, she sees you, Lord. She sees you working through their life, and that she would have a knowledge about you, Lord. We ask that you would just bless them, Lord. Bless them with the wisdom to train this child, Lord. And we pray for that phone call as well, Lord.
It's only happening because it's so late.
Yeah. But we thank you for everything, Lord. We thank you for everything you're doing and everything you're working in. We see your hand in so many things, Lord. Mm-hmm. We just ask that you would continue working through us and in this church, Lord. Don't go away from us, but always be here, Lord. Mm-hmm. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.